Next patient. He's a patient by the name of Lonzel, L-O-N-Z-E-L, McGrew, M-C-G-R-E-W. Date of birth is 11-7-43. 76, today is 5-11-8-11. 79-year-old gentleman, evaluated for joint pain. Patient has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and osteoarthritis. Period. He lives by himself in Eagle Lake, Texas, on a large piece of land. He's very active. He takes care of his land himself. His medications include Crestor, amlodipine, doxepin, and hydrochlorothiazide / losartan. Socially, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol currently. Family history, not contributory, non-contributory. Surgery, no recent surgery. COVID immunization, can't remember. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. On exam, he has a positive S1, positive S2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, natural gravity, skin shows no rash. Patient does have some crepitus in the lower extremity. Assessment number in the knees. Assessment number one, DJD, number two, hypertension. Oh, vital signs, 140 over 90, pulse 92, respirations 18, per recent home health evaluation. Assessment, as far as the knee pain is concerned, I asked the patient to be evaluated by orthopedic physician for possible injection. Apparently, he has severe DJD in both knees. Number two, as far as need for, as far as, needs for need for provider services, we'll ask social services to evaluate patients. Next number, we'll follow up with his primary care physician for his blood work. Thank you. Next number, patient currently is not in need of hospice or palliative. Has no needs for palliative or hospice care at home. Thank you.